Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the live webcast. Thank you once again for joining us. We're always so glad you do.
Absolutely. So,
how are you doing, Barry?
I'm doing well for an old fella, as they say.
As they say. Good.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm enjoying my normal, I'm my normal positive self, I have to say, Barry. My normal positive self. Sorry I couldn't join you all last week, but came home from Poland and ended up with COVID. And I kind of thought I might make it on Wednesday evening. But as Wednesday went on, it kind of thought, no, this is not sensible. And I still, yesterday was testing positive, but tomorrow is day 10 and I will be free. Yay. Whatever that means. So yes, it's been a quiet, slightly quieter couple of weeks, but really appreciate all your concern and prayers and support and encouragement over the last week. I actually feel fine now. So yeah, that's my little journey through life. But I think I probably picked it up in the airport in Warsaw on the way home. But I guess if I'm going to travel, that's going to... one of the challenges we face, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I said to everybody, because you know you're such a trooper, that you would have been on the broadcast last week, come heaven or high water, as they say.
Yes.
But so for you not to be on it, it was like you were pretty spent. And of course, I know from talking to you that you could barely sit up for 45 minutes at a time. So that was, it's good to see you back to your old self. And,
I'm feeling that way. So there we go. Yeah. Enough of me.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'll just mention our school, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously mentioned this a few times before, but we've got our Encounter the Father's Love School at Cloverley Hall. 26th of March. We still have places available, and you know, we would love to see you if you're able to join us. We do have some people coming from Europe, so it is possible to travel in, but you know, if this is just something you would be interested in, look at the website, and you know, feel free to sign up. These week-long encounters are just an incredible time when we can just relax, we can open our heart, and we can really receive that baptism of love that the Father wants to do for each one of us. So I'd really just encourage you, if you're interested, to have a look, and you know, love to be able to welcome you. Many of you will also know that James Jordan is over in Europe over the next month, doing a series of meetings in various different countries. The details of all of those, his itinerary, will be on the fatherheart.net website. So yeah, feel free to have a look at that. And if you can make any of those, as ever, they'll be good. Is there anything going on in your world? Finland at the moment, yes. Finland, yeah.
He's in Finland. I've been in touch with our dear friend Pekka, PD, and he was just saying that James is there, so I'm sure they're having a great time. And yeah, nothing new for the Adams household. We're just kind of minding our own business, and as we do.
As you do, and yes, that's good. Yeah.
So what are you going to talk about tonight, Mark? I'm actually looking forward to this.
Well, I've called tonight Time to Open the Cave, ? Kind of slightly interesting title, doesn't really give much away, but it's actually a story that had a really significant impact for me, actually 20 years ago, Barry, in Toronto. Wow. And I've really never spoken about it before, but in Poland I spoke about it, but I didn't intend to. I had no notes, I had no idea this is where it was going, but halfway through one session, it just kind of, my talk deviated into this this topic, and it actually brought a huge amount of life for people.
Wow.
And I really believe tonight, Barry, as we share and as we have time just to minister at the end, that you know, people can really see change. That's my faith for tonight.
Yeah. So, amen to that.
Would you like to pray, Barry, and then
we'll
get going?
I'd be happy to. Father, we thank you that you know us through and through. You love us to bits. You understand us like we don't even understand ourselves. And as Mark shares tonight, Father, I just pray for the freedom for him to share the things that are on his heart, and that, even new things that he hasn't even thought of yet, that your Holy Spirit wants to say through him, that, he just have that liberty. Father, I pray for every son or daughter that's listening live and those who are listening afterwards in the recording, that you would just, that all of us, Father, would just have open hearts to have an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying, that, Father, any areas in our own life where we have been enclosed in a cave of our own making or our own experience, life, the knocks of life, Father, I just pray that tonight, by your Holy Spirit, that there'll be healing, even in the real time of listening to Mark share, that, God, that your Holy Spirit would just bring healing to our hearts in the areas where we desperately need to be rescued. Thank you that you are a Father who is close to the brokenhearted, and you promise to save those who are crushed in spirit. So we know and rest in the fact that you do the work. Just help us to partner and yield to the Holy Spirit tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks, Barry. See you soon.
All right. See you a bit.
Well, as I was just saying, the title, Time to Open the Cave. What's this all about? What does this mean? And I really want to talk about a story we probably know quite well from the Old Testament in Joshua chapter 10, where Joshua has just conquered Ai and had a victory there, and kind of making himself a bit of a name for himself, you know, as this warrior king possessing the land that God's given them. And he's just conquered Ai, and then the people of Gibeon hear about what he's done, and they're a bit fearful, they're a bit frightened, they're a bit worried about their own position. So they come to Joshua and they make a treaty with him, but they actually deceive Joshua, because they tell Joshua that they're from a long way off, and they've come from a distant place, and they want a treaty, they want safety. And they deceive Joshua, but he makes this treaty with the people of Gibeon. And then there's five other kings around in this region, and they all hear about what's going on. They hear about how Joshua has conquered Ai, and they hear how he's made this treaty, or the Gibeonites have made a treaty with Joshua. So these five kings of the Amorite people. So there's the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and El Eglon. These five kings, these five Amorite kings, they decide that they will form a union together, and they will come against not Joshua, but they will come against Gibeon and attack it, which is what they do. Well, because of this treaty that the Gibeonites have made with Joshua, they pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Josh, we've got a bit of a problem. These five kings are after us." And because even though this treaty had been formed in deception, Joshua honors it. And so he goes to the rescue, and he goes to help those people. So that's kind of the backdrop for the story. But before I get into the story much more, I want to ask us a very, very simple question. Can you trust Father with your heart? Can you trust Father with your heart? Now, I know we would all want to say, yes, yes, of course I can. Not a problem. Of course I can trust him with my heart. He's good. He loves me. Of course I can trust him with my heart. But I wonder if we stop and pause for a moment and really think about that question. Can you trust Father with your heart? I wonder what the answer really is, because I think for each of us, and certainly this was the case for me, there are things in our heart that we're quite happy to keep locked away. There are things in our heart that are locked away that we're actually not aware of. And what Father wants to do, and I really believe, I was just praying today and I was just sharing a little bit with Barry beforehand and just chatting about this, I really believe in my heart that Father wants to do something deep in us today, if we'll let him, you know. And I think the key is trusting him with our heart. Those places that we've buried things, we've locked things away, where we just don't want to go there, we're quite happy for them, really, just to stay there. Those other places that we're kind of not really aware of anything, but we just know there's something not quite right. And it's like something is locked away in our heart. Something's happened in our heart that we're just not aware of. And that's why I just asked this question, you know, can you trust the Father with your heart? Because whilst the quick, easy answer is, of course, no problem, I can trust him. The reality, I think, for all of us is it's not necessarily as easy or as quick as maybe I've just made it out to be. I think because of the pain, the wounds, the brokenness, we just don't want to go there sometimes because it's too difficult, it's too challenging, it's too painful, it brings back too many memories, and we would just rather leave it. And as I say, sometimes we don't even know it's there. But when we ask this question, and when we face it really honestly, can you trust Father with your heart? It might be your responses, and this is okay, this is really okay. Your response might be, well, I don't know, but I would like to. Or, you know, I'm not sure I can take the step, you know, and, you know, Father, will you help me to take that? And of course he will. You know, Holy Spirit, I can't do this on my own. Can you help me? And so, you know, maybe as we ask this question in with a bit more reality, with a bit more depth, maybe the answer is not such a quick yes after all. And maybe it's like, yeah, I think I want to, but I don't know how that works. Or, you know, it's been okay the way it's been, I think, but it hasn't been okay because you know it's not been okay. And now is the time, today is the day that I believe if you can trust Father with your heart, then amazing things can happen, because that's what happened for me. So I want to unpack this story a little bit. For me, this was a very personal encounter I had in Toronto 20 years ago. And Ken Gott was speaking and he spoke on this story. And for me, at the end of him speaking, I knew there was a response in my heart that Father was asking for. And I knew it was all to do with my dad dying, that had been buried for, at that point, been buried in my heart for 30 years. And on that evening when Ken spoke and talked about this story, I knew that was the night that I had to do something about it. And it brought tremendous freedom to me. And that's why I say, I know that if we can trust Father with our heart, I know that he will do the same for you. He will bring tremendous freedom. So let's look at this story. It's probably one we all know very well. These five kings, they gather together, they come against the Gibeonites, and Joshua goes up from Gilgal, and this is his cry. This is what Joshua says. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of these five kings. Do not be afraid of the five armies. You know, don't be afraid of them. I, the Lord, have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to stand against you. You see, what a tremendous promise of faith at the beginning of the story. Yes, we're going up against five armies. Yes, we're going into a difficult situation. Yes, we're going into a place we don't want to go. But the Lord says right at the beginning, don't be afraid. You know, I have given them into your hand. And what we'll see as we go through this story is these kings can represent strongholds. And Joshua says, don't worry about these strongholds because I've given them into your hand. They will not stand against you. And so what happens is Joshua and his army, they chase these five armies. They chase the other five armies and they start to win the battle. But the kings, the leaders of these five armies, they're cowards. So they don't stay and fight with their troops. They don't stand there, you know, in solidarity. They let the soldiers do all the fighting. But these kings go and hide in a cave. And basically they're cowards. But they've got, they're still the kings, they're the rulers, they've got tremendous influence and authority. But they go and hide in this cave. What they're basically doing is trying to protect themselves. They're trying to look after their own back and they're not really interested in their people or anything. And they're hoping maybe they might be able to escape later on in the day and avoid Joshua and, you know, get away from it. But Joshua hears about this and he hears that they've gone in the cave and he basically says to some people, put some large rocks at the mouth of the cave and put some guards there. So they put these kings in the cave and they kind of leave them to one side and they carry on with the pursuit of the army. And obviously Joshua is victorious. He and his army, they win the battle. But then at the end of the day, Joshua goes back to that cave and he says, open the mouth of the cave and bring the kings out. And so they open the cave and they bring the kings out, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. And at sunset, you know, Joshua has them killed basically and then thrown back in the cave, powerless, and the cave is sealed up by rocks. And what this story spoke to me about, and I believe it can speak to us about, is there are things that happen to us. For me, as I just said, it was the death of my dad when I was a 10-year-old boy. And it could be anything, but the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what it is for you. And that event in my life became like a king that had got locked away in the cave of my life, in the cave of my heart. I'd never, you know, as a 10-year-old boy, you don't have the capacity to deal with that sort of thing. You know, you don't have the ability to deal with grief fully and pain, and you don't understand all the what ifs and what may have beens, and you know, you're just overwhelmed by this shock and this trauma, and everything in your life changes from that moment onwards, and it's very overwhelming, it's very bewildering, and you're left, despite having a good family around, you can be left feeling very, very lonely and alone. And you know, I knew in my own life, I didn't know until that night 20 years ago in Toronto that I had a king who was hiding in a cave that I hadn't dealt with. But that night, by the Holy Spirit revealing it to me, as Ken was speaking, he spoke very powerfully out of his own story of losing a baby son many years earlier, and how he'd never dealt with that. And one day, the father said to him, "Hey, come on, we need to deal with that." And as he shared the story, I just knew that for me there was this king that was buried in my heart. And it's like there was a big door over that cave. And what the Holy Spirit said to me that night was, "It's time to open the cave." And that's why I say, can you trust Father with your heart? Because if you're, even right now, at this moment, if you're thinking, if the Holy Spirit's just brought something to your mind that you're aware of, that is like one of these kings in the cave, they're big things, they're powerful things, they're controlling things. And part of you kind of think, I don't know if I want to do that. Another part says, yeah, I want to do that because I want to be free. But that's where this question comes in. Can you trust Father with your heart? Because I was faced with that question. I mean, I didn't know that was the question, but that's essentially what I was doing when I was sitting at the back of the room in Toronto. It was like, can I trust Father enough to deal with something that has been so significant to me, that has shaped my life in many, many ways? Can I trust him enough to undo everything connected with that event? And so that question, can you trust Father with your heart, when you're looking at a king who's buried in your cave, it's a hugely real question. Because if you're going to let something out of a cave that is immensely powerful and immensely controlling, you've got to know that you can deal with it. And the reality is, you and I cannot deal with that in our own strength. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, it's the love of the Father that comes and deals with those things. And that's why we have to be able to trust the Father with our heart. Because we're basically saying, "Father, I know there's a king." You see, you might not have known there was a king until we started talking about this, but the Holy Spirit's just revealing it to you. That's what he did for me. Some of you might be very, very aware of your kings, and you can suddenly see in the spirit the impact and influence those things have had on your life. And you know you cannot deal with them on your own. And that's why we trust the Father with our heart. See, all we have to do is say, "Father, yeah, there's a king in the cave. He's been there a long time, but I don't want him to be there anymore." And as we give permission for the stones to be rolled away, you see, those stones at the edge of the cave, they were rolled away. And we don't even have to do that. The Holy Spirit will come to us the moment we recognize that there's something we really want to be dealt with. We say, "Holy Spirit, Father, this is where I'm at today. Will you deal with this king in my life?" We give permission for the stone to be rolled away. The king is taken out, and we do not have to deal with it ourselves. In fact, we don't have to deal with it full stop. Because in this story, Joshua does it. And Joshua speaks to us as the person of Jesus. And he is the one who puts our kings to death. And, for many of us, I think we've been carrying a burden. Maybe for some of us, we're not always aware of those burdens, but we're carrying a pain, we're carrying a wound, we're carrying trauma that has had an effect on who we are and how we've lived our life. We might not have been able to recognize it, we might not be able to give it a name, but we just know, somehow we just know that something is not right. Somehow we just know that there's a heaviness in our heart. And sometimes we're not even aware of the heaviness in our heart until the heaviness is removed. Because we just think this is normality. But the moment that heaviness is removed, we can be free. And that's what this is really, really all about. It's all about freedom. It's all about our freedom. And it's all about saying, Father, there's been something that's been weighing me down. There's been something that's been a burden. There's been something that I just can't get through. And tonight, today, I want to deal with it by the power of your love and by the power of your Holy Spirit. You see, what we tend to do, like Joshua in this story, he chased the five armies. And sometimes we think we're having great success against the things that come against us. And, you know, we might defeat the armies one by one, perhaps. You know, we might end up feeling victorious. But yet we know that we haven't quite finished, because we know there's something still not right in our hearts. You see, we can deal with a lot of peripheral things. And it's good to do that. We can deal with all those peripheral things that come against us. But unless we actually go to the root of the issue, unless we actually say, there's a king in the cave of my heart, then we will continue to be dogged and affected and influenced by the work of the king in our heart. And yes, Joshua was content to leave the kings in the cave for a while he dealt with the enemy armies. But he knew he had to come back to those kings, and he did at the end of the day. And he said, open the mouth of the cave and bring those five kings to me. Come here, he says to the army commanders, put your feet on the necks of these kings. And they did, and then they put them to death. And that's what the Father wants to do for us today. He wants to get these kings out of the cave of our hearts, and he wants to trample them and get rid of them. And he does that so that we're free. Now, let me be really clear. These kings do not represent individual people. They represent the forces of darkness, the forces of evil, the forces of pain, the forces of trauma, the forces of woundedness, which may have been caused by other people. But our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but it's against, you know, powers and principalities and powers. So, you know, when we're talking about these kings in the cave, this is not talking about individuals. You know, individuals might affect us. They might be the channel through which stuff comes to us. But we are talking about going to the source of the pain, the source of the wound, the source of the trauma. And we're saying, Father, that king has been in the cave of my heart for long enough. And today I want to see its power over my life broken once and for all. And if you can trust the Father with your heart, if you can begin to say, yes, I've got a king in the cave, then I believe by the power of the Spirit, we can see those kings brought out into the light and put to death, so that their influence and their control over our lives ceases. Now, for me, this was just a deeply personal encounter with the Father. You know, we were at this conference in Toronto, and it had been an amazing week. We'd been there, we'd kind of been baptized into love. And on the last night of the conference, when Ken Gott was talking about this, it was like an arrow into my heart. And I knew exactly what it was about. And at the end of the meeting, I thought, yeah, I'm going to be the first one out at the front for the ministry time. And, you know, but when it came for the ministry time, I just couldn't move. I was just stuck in my seat at the back of the room. And there was a guy sitting next to me on my right hand side, and he was 18 years old. He was a member of the ministry team at Toronto. And I guess if you're 18 and you're in Toronto, you want to be at the front of the room. You want to be at the front of the hall where all the action's happening. But this guy, he was so sensitive to the Spirit. He just put his arm around me. He didn't say a word for 20 minutes. And he just put his arm around me. And during that 20 minutes, I cried and cried and cried. But I knew in that 20 minutes, I was letting a king out of my life, out of my heart. And it was being dealt with. And I can honestly say that in those 20 minutes, it was dealt with. You know, the loss, the pain, the trauma, the grief. Father just came with his healing love and dealt with all of that. It was, you know, one of the most precious moments, really, because, you know, when we bring things into the light, it's, you know, when we bring these things into the light, we expose them for what they are. And we recognize it and we say, this is the thing that has been dogging me. This is the thing that has been influencing me. This is the thing that has been affecting me. This is the thing that I do not want in my life anymore. And we bring it into the light. We expose it for what it is. And then by the power of the Holy Spirit, it can be dealt with. Now, I've had occasions since where, you know, the Father said to me, Mark, I think we just need to deal with this, you know, and you kind of go, yeah, here we go again. And I've kind of learned to submit quickly when he says that to me and not argue and drag it out. But, you know, there's been other times. A few years ago, Father said to me, Mark, he said, it's time we talked about boarding school, was what he said one morning. It's time we talked about boarding school. And I kind of thought, okay, I can do this. I can trust my heart to you. You know, that's okay. I can let you into this area. There's another cave down there. Something else needs to be let out. I said, yeah, Father, I can do this. And I'm kind of thinking in the back of my mind, here we go, another 20 minutes and, you know, freedom. That particular king, he took 2 years to die. And it was gradual, but it was a process, and things kept coming up over the 2 years. And I got to the end of 2 years, and I knew that it was done. Why did one take 20 minutes and why did one take 2 years? I don't know. And that's just the mystery. Sometimes we don't know all the answers. But you see, sometimes God meets us in a moment. And that's wonderful when he does. And I wish he did it more often sometimes. But sometimes that moment is drawn out over a longer period of time. And there's nothing you can do. There was nothing I could do that would make that process faster or quicker. But I had to learn in that process that I had to trust Father with my heart for however long it took. You know, I think Barry was saying a similar thing last week, you know, in his own story when, he'd laid the Father's love letter down and he thought, okay, and he laid traveling down and itinerant stuff down and he thought, okay, maybe this is a month, you know, 2 months, but then it's 18 months. And, you know, he would have been, you know, I know Barry, he would have said, yeah, Father, I trust you with my heart for this process. And so, you know, there are times I wish I could just click my fingers and it just happened in an instant. There are times it happens in an instant. There are times it's a process. There's times it's that journey. There's and desperation, moments of desperation sometimes. But if we resolve in our hearts, yes, I can trust the Father with my heart, however long it takes, then we begin that journey into freedom. And so, you know, I think sometimes we can be aware of the ache in our heart. You know, sometimes we know that there's something that's never been fully dealt with. We dealt with the army. We feel like we dealt with lots of peripheral things, but we've never really got to the core. You know, and we're just aware of this weight in our heart. And the trouble is, if we have a weight in our heart for too long, it becomes familiar to us and we kind of almost accept it as normal. And I want to say to you today that having a king in the cave of your heart is not normal. It's not meant to be normal. And, you know, that you've chased after the army and you've defeated the army and you know you've got that nagging ache in your heart. You've got a king that the Father wants to deal with. Sometimes we don't know that we've got a king, but we can just say, Holy Spirit, are you revealing anything to me today? Is there anything you want to show me? And if he does, he does. And if he doesn't, that's fine. But, you know, the title of this was Time to Open the Cave, question mark. And that's really what I want to throw out to you today. Is it time? Is it time for you to roll back the stone and let the Father deal with the king that's been hiding in the cave of your heart? Is it time? Because if the Holy Spirit is saying, yes, it is time, then you can trust him to bring freedom. You don't have to deal with the king yourself. Joshua did it in this story. Joshua speaks of Jesus. We have a warrior, our big brother, fighting on our behalf. And what it takes is that step of trust that says, Father, yeah, I know there's a king in the cave. For me, he'd been there 30 years. Maybe for some of you, the king's been there a bit longer. Maybe he's been there a lot shorter. It doesn't matter how long the king's been in your cave. But if you know that king is there, then that he will be, he will be controlling and influencing who you are and how you behave. And it's not the way the Father wants you to be. And so tonight, my question is very simple. I want this to be powerful, but I want it to be gentle, because it's not about us doing the fighting. It's not about us dealing with the kings. It's about us acknowledging that they're there and saying, Father, I need you to come and deal with this. And so I want to just throw that question out to you, and then I'll invite Barry back in a minute or so. But that question, very simply, is it time? Is it time to open the cave and let the king out? Is it time to let that king out and put him to death so that his power over your life is broken? And that can be trauma, that can be wounding, that can be broken relationship, that can be loss, that can be devastation, that can be being taken for advantage, that can be abuse, it can be anything, you know, whatever you've experienced at a deep level that you know has never been fully dealt with. The Father wants to deal with that today, and he will do. But it's, I come back to my question, can you trust the Father with your heart? Because when we do, that's when we open the door for us to walk into freedom. So I'm just going to bring Barry back, and sure, I have something to add.
Very good, mate. Thanks for sharing that. I think there's something that is so powerful when, you know, we share from our own life, right? And your life story and how the Father met you so powerfully and it brought total freedom to you. Yeah, I just say, yeah, there's no question that I think each and every one of us have issues that we're dealing with, you know, that, you know, and I think, as you said, everybody is unique. We're all at a different place in our life. Mm-hmm. And I just believe the Father is, the thought that I had of describing Jesus in, I think it's Isaiah, it says, a bruised reed he will not break, mm-hmm. and a smoldering wick he will not put out. And I just think that, I just feel like I want to encourage anybody tonight who maybe the Holy Spirit has actually brought something to your memory. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you that God himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the community of love is so gentle, mm-hmm. and so understanding and so tenderhearted towards us that, you don't have anything to fear in having to deal with it yourself. As Mark said, you know, that Joshua dealt with the kings, mm-hmm. and I really believe that Yeah, just that ferocious love of God, the protective heart of our Father will do the work. You know, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, it's the Son that sets you free.
Yes.
It's not you trying to set yourself free. So amen to that, brother.
And just let me go back to the first verse we looked at. Joshua said, Barish just said it really, don't be afraid. You know, we don't have to come to this with fear. Don't be afraid. I have given them into your hand. They will not be able to stand against you. And, you know, that's the beauty. You know, when we come against these kings, we do not have to fight in our own strength, but we just have, and we don't have to be afraid. We can just have to say, Father, I trust that their hold, their influence, their control in my life is broken. And they cannot stand against me anymore.
Yeah.
So I wonder if we can pray, Barry. And you know, if this has touched something for you, and the Holy Spirit's just revealed something or revealing something to you, you know, this is in the confines of the way we operate on the webcast. You know, we're limited in a sense, but the Holy Spirit is not limited, and He knows your heart. He knows what you're bringing to Him, and He is the one that brings freedom. And so just let him call those kings out. Just maybe you need to name that king and say, I've had enough of you. Time to go. And let them come out. Let them come out of the cave and let them be dealt with by the power of the Spirit. As Barry's just said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, yeah, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you that you show us things never to condemn us, never to judge us, but you show us things because you want us to be free. And Father, for those kings that have been buried away in the caves of our heart, we call them out tonight in order that they may be dealt with by the power of your Spirit. That your warrior son, our big brother, would put those kings to death. Father, we just say they've influenced and controlled us and affected us for long enough.
Yeah.
And we want to see that power and control broken. So those kings, wherever you're hiding in the caves of our hearts, it's time for you to come out and be dealt with. Time for you to be brought into the light and recognize for what you are and dealt with by the power of the Spirit. Father, would you deal with our hearts tenderly and gently? But Father, would you, by the power of your Spirit, deal with these kings ruthlessly so that the impact they've had for many, many years for many of us would be just come to an end today. And that we could walk out into freedom, the glorious freedom as the sons of God. Thank you that these kings have no power. And Father, we recognize them in our own lives, we recognize them in our hearts, and we say enough is enough. Today is the end of their rule. And they are rendered powerless in Jesus' name, through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, Father, we thank you that you are mighty to save.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to war in our own strength. We can just commit our way to you and to trust you for for the battle is the Lord's.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you that the things that we wrestle with are not flesh and blood. They're not people. They're just things that just oppose the knowledge of God in our lives, the reality of who we are, things that have hurt us in the past. And Father, thank you that you just treat us so gently and so patiently.
Yeah.
And even in this moment, Father, just we don't want to try to figure things out, but would you by your Holy Spirit just simply bring to memory anything that you would want us to deal with. And leave everything else as it is. But just, Father, we trust that your Holy Spirit will lead us in this moment.
Yeah.
What you want to deal with, what you want to free us from.
Yeah.
So, Father, we just, just submit to you right now in our hearts and just speak. We want to be free.
Yeah.
We don't want to. We're not harassed and helpless because we do have a shepherd. We're not, and Father, I just pray that even right now that we would just come into the rest of being loved, being saved, being rescued, being delivered for love's sake.
And Father, as we open these parts of our heart that have been closed, these caves in our heart, as we open them up, Father, we don't want to leave them empty, but we just ask, Father, that your love would pour into all those areas, that your love would fill and overflow, that Father, just as we've been vulnerable and let these kings out, so we would run home to love. We would come to love and we would let love fill those void spaces, those empty places. We'd let love fill our heart. We'd let love flow into those places that have perhaps been untouched by love, or perhaps been touched by distorted love. Father, we just ask you to pour your love into our hearts now. And may we feel a lightness inside of us, a lightness in our spirit. Father, the joy of walking with you. Thank you, Father, for your great love for us. Thank you that we're sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And you lavish your love upon us simply because we're your children.
Yeah, Father, we thank you that perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
Not us. It's your perfect love.
Yeah.
And so, Father, would you just fill each and every one of us with an overwhelming, overflowing portion of your affection in this very moment. Father, we never tire of hearing how much you love us.
Yeah.
And we open our hearts for the Holy Spirit to just baptize us afresh with your goodness and your kindness and your mercy and your compassion, Father. And Father, we trust that you and your love will deal with fear.
Yeah.
Well, so just come. We just open our hearts up. We just want to drink in deeper than we've ever drank before tonight, Father.
Father, these areas, these caves in our heart, whilst we may not have intentionally hidden them from you, what we've done is we've just guarded them with our independence, maybe our pride. And Father, we just let that go. and just allow you to be a father to us in these areas. So Father, the trauma, the pain, the wounds, the loss, the suffering, the abuse. Father, would you step into those areas and be a father to us and restore us, redeem us back to the fullness of your perfect plan, but restore us and strengthen us so that those places that have been like desert or wilderness will become like the Garden of Eden. And where there's been sorrow and sadness, there would be joy and gladness. And as Isaiah says, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. That we'll be able to return fully into your arms.
Yeah.
And have that deeper, fresh homecoming. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a good dad, folks.
Yeah.
We've got a good dad. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those moments that, you know, the be still and know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be still. Yeah, actually, now's probably a good time to mention what we've got next week. Next week we have our guest speaker, Elske, from the Netherlands. We had her just before Christmas, I think, November, December time. And she really shared a powerful encouragement with us. And we've asked her to come back next week. And it's kind of part two. So she'll do a little recap of what she spoke about before Christmas, but she's actually called it healing from the past. You know, as we live in Father's love, how our past is healed. And she brings not only her own revelation and walk with the Father, but she brings her professional experience as a counselor, therapist, and puts the two together for us. So next week, I think we're in for a treat. Really, really looking forward to that. And I just saw the title that she sent me, and I just feel it's going to build. It's going to build on what we've been talking about this week. So, until then.
Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us. We really do appreciate you being with us. And, you know, maybe we kind of, you know, maybe for some of you guys the process is continuing, you know, just let it happen. Just let it happen. You know, you may want to go to one of either Barry's website or my website and find some soaking music, and just continue to soak and let the Father do what he wants to do in your heart and put those kings to death.
Amen.
So that we can be free. So bless you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Barry, as ever, and we'll see you next week.
All right, see everybody.